Okay, boom. Episode here. In this book, Baum gives an interesting explanation of what atoms and all that really is. First of all, he dismisses the old building blocks pictures were learned in school. I'll throw in quotes here from the book. Then he explains the conclusion of both relativity theory and quantum physics. Where what we may perceive as particles lumping together to form matter is really a flow, an energy or a flow that sometimes gets focused into structures that behave, well, either as waves or particles, so he explains this flow is really non-local and so on, and becomes that, and it's underlying the more explicit manifestation of it, which is this world of matter that we experience. Now, he explains that that this is interlinked with consciousness. So and it's really a holistic view on the cosmos, so to speak, that every atom is not a little block in itself, in a separate reductionistic way, but is connected to the entire universe, interlinked into something that looks much more like a great cloud containing other little clouds and so on. Than a construction made of blocks or little particles. Now again, the role here of consciousness is interesting, because now I'm just speculating, trying to pin down a bit what I understood here. Because then you could say, I guess, from what he says here, that the implicate order, meaning the underlying, you could say probably unmanifest, but where the information is, becomes explicit when a conscious observer is involved. In other words, we could see it this way, that for instance, in a hologram, all that exists is an interference of waves created by a screen, the hologram, which is just a print of waveforms. Then when the light falls on that in the right way, the right kind of light, and then reaches our eyes, it gives rise to a three-dimensional image appearing to be there, but of course, which isn't. It's a virtual image. So in a similar way, I think one could see it like this, and correct me if I'm wrong, as I said, I'm speculating, but it seems to me to what David Bohm is talking about, or at least could connect to that, that this implicate order, the unmanifest level, is the information structure that, when observed, by conscious being. And only then will appear to that being, to that living person, a conscious observer, as a certain form. Now it's kind of wild, but no, I'm not narrating, doing narrator voice here, but mainly just conceptually trying to draw conclusions or whatever, speculate from what I read there in Baum's book, and I want to study it more, and then maybe I can get it confirmed or debunked. But it's interesting because it then supports the virtual cosmology